Welcome to the Holistic Endo Expert Podcast. This is your girl, your host, Dr. Johnson, and I want to personally welcome you to season two of this amazing podcast. This podcast is going to put you in the driver's seat of your health by giving you the tools, tips, and tricks that you need to not only manage endometriosis, but take you from endo warrior to endo conqueror.
What's up? It's Dr. LJ. We back for another episode. And this episode's going to be a little bit different. This podcast episode is for the high achieving performer. The woman that shows up and she's like, baby, let's get it, let's go. You maybe are type A. You are very focused. You are very successful. However, you do realize that there are times that your health is holding you back. You know that you have a gift, you know that you have a calling, but you're like, Dr. LJ, sometimes my health is getting the best of me. Sometimes you're stuck on Mattress Island because you're in pain. Sometimes you're not able to show up and perform and give 100% because you're in a flare. So if that is you, this is for you. I'm going to want you to take some notes, save this episode, screenshot this episode, tag me on Instagram, and tell me a few things that you learned. But I want to start with some of my personal journey because I think that's what makes this so impactful, or what makes my podcast different. Anyone can come on and talk about endometriosis and functional health and all the things you're supposed to be doing to get healthy. But baby, have they been there, done that? That is the big one. Took me 16 years to get diagnosed. And I want to circle back for some of you that are newer to my podcast and really just lay some of the groundwork of why I do what I do. I essentially turned my pain into my passion. But my pain started a long, long time ago, 14 years old. Chronic pelvic pain, chronic period pain, passing out during my period, basically bleeding out of every orifice in my body when my menstrual cycle came. I thought that's just how it went. I would have nosebleeds. I would be coughing up blood. I was having rectal bleeding. I had lots of physical issues going on, right? Lots of physical pain, lots of chronic inflammation, diagnosed with asthma, allergies, chronic systemic sinus infections, lots of ear, nose, and throat issues, sometimes vision issues because my body would be so inflamed, your girl's vision would change. Yep, you heard me. My vision would actually change. So like I said, at the age of 14, lots of health issues. I spent the first 7 years of my life in and out of the hospital. Lots of asthma, lots of allergies. My parents literally did everything they could do to keep me alive. Now, lots of that was pharmaceuticals, which I'm very grateful for, but it did kind of help, you know, in the immediate. Let me put it this way. The pharmaceuticals did what it needed to do at the time, but you're going to hear a little later in my story how I kind of paid for some of those. So I always had the physical stuff, but there also was the emotional part, right? Having a body you couldn't rely on. I remember a college professor pulling me to the side and they're like, look here, LJ, you're amazing. When you show up, you answer, you participate, you're doing all the things, but then sometimes you're MIA and we don't understand. And I'm telling you, I've had several very humbling experiences, but in my college years, it was very humbling to have to sit there and explain to my male professor that what everyone thought was really a period problem was more than that, but there was so much more research that needed to be done. But essentially, I was just like, hey, when I'm on my period, I can't walk sometimes. I can't talk. I remember the resident assistant, the RA, finding me bleeding in the bathroom, you know, trying to help me get back to my room. Like, I had a lot of health issues in college, and it was really impactful, not only for my college years, but it really moved into my young adult years when I got married and all of those other things. But there was also the mental health portion, right? Having a body that I couldn't rely on. One second I felt amazing and I'm able to work out and do my little, I'm telling you, when I say workout, baby, I don't know if y'all remember, but honey, I was on them firm VHS tapes. Yes, I was stepping in the name of love. I'm going to be telling you the truth. Like, there were times I couldn't find my step aerobic bench. I repeat, couldn't find my step aerobic bench, or it was too large. Honey, I was still stepping on those cinder blocks. P.S. That wasn't the best for my knees, but I was not going to make excuses. I loved to work out. I loved everything, but my mental health was always a struggle. I was depressed. I was having anxiety. I was having panic attacks, and I felt like I was a good person. I was like, I don't really deserve these problems. I don't deserve all of these things, but nonetheless, diagnosed with asthma, allergies, chronic systemic, you know, yeast infections. I had a lot of pelvic pain, period pain, all of the womb wellness issues. And then I also was the person that always had these unexplained illnesses. Like every time you turned around, I was sick. I couldn't tell you when, where, or why. Now, looking back, you know, knocking back all those chewy runts and hot tamales in those, you know, study sessions probably wasn't doing me the best of good in helping my leaky gut, but there really wasn't a reason for me to be ill, right? Like, I was a healthy person. I worked out. I did the best I could, yet I had all of these diagnoses. And as I got older, it really progressed. If you think about it, in the beginning of my life, the chronic inflammation showed up as asthma and allergies. As I got older, then it became more dental issues, bleeding gums, periodontal disease. Like, how in the heck are you having periodontal disease at 16 years old? Like, it just really didn't make sense. Then I had chronic ear infections. So as I got older, the inflammation just kind of hopped from system to system to body part, you know, I put a Band-Aid on one or one would calm down and then it jumped somewhere else. Now at the very underlying basis of all that, I also had this gut issue. I say it all the time. I was the person that had IBS. Honestly, like total BS. They didn't know what was wrong with my stomach. I am 44 years old. I will be 45 next year, and I'm having my fifth colonoscopy next week. That's crazy, like absolutely crazy. But when I was younger, they were always doing the colonoscopies, doing the endoscopies, trying to figure out what was wrong with LJ this time, when it was endometriosis most of the times, and we just didn't have that information. But even after I got the endo diagnosis, it still wasn't making sense, right? Like I was doing all the things. But what I want to really pinpoint right now is some of you can relate. You're very active, right? You've got children, you're a parent, you're a mother, you're a wife, you're an aunt, you're a boss, you're a supervisor. Like you're showing up in life, you're successful, you are climbing the corporate ladder, or some of you are blessed to have your own business, right? You're growing these amazing businesses. But like I said in the beginning, sometimes your health shows out and puts you back on the bench. All of that stuff I talked about, I know that a lot of you can relate. Not to mention the years that it took some of us to even just get a diagnosis. And even when we got the diagnosis, like, let's be honest, what am I going to do with IBS? What am I going to do with that? Either I'm constipated and you're going to flush me with a bunch of laxatives. You're going to give me the standard drink water and take fiber. Okay, we got past that. Then you're like, do some laxatives, do some Linzess, do some, oh my gosh, you know, all the pills, right? You got to do all the laxatives, all the stuff. If you've been constipated, baby, you know, the Miralax, all the stuff. But eventually it's like, okay, none of this is working and it's impacting my life. It's not just, I want to wear my A-line skirt, you know, my pencil dress tomorrow to work and I want to look super sexy. It's more like, I'm so bloated and backed up right now. I'm nauseated. I need to eat dinner so that I can turn my brain on to think and function tomorrow. And I can't because I'm already super bloated. I'm drinking water. That's not enough, but I'm still dehydrated. So like I said, if you can resonate, this is for you. Now, think about what I said. Chronic inflammation showed up in my body different times in different ways. And this is what we have to start realizing, that to move to the next level, for you to have that energy to show up as that bad bitch at your job, for you to have that energy, yes, and I said bad bitch in the best way possible, but for you to show up as a parent, to be able to show up in your life, you have to prioritize your health. And what I am seeing, not only in myself, but other people that I work with as clients, we don't want to prioritize our health. Like we say we do, but we're like, yeah, I want to prioritize my health. And then I'm talking to you at 7 o'clock at night and I'm like, hey, how much water have you drank? Did you get your supplements in? Did you take your vitamins? Oh yeah, no, I didn't do all that. I'm going to do it tomorrow. What? Now I'm going to call y'all out. Some of y'all got some fur babies. Your fur baby's eating better than you are. You got the organic food. Baby, you got the treats. You're taking them out on the walk. I'm going to call you out right here, right now. Some of y'all are taking care of your pets. I repeat, some of y'all are taking care of your pets better than you're taking care of your own body. Yeah, I said it. I won't even repeat it. I'm going to let that one sit in. If you want to continue to show up and be the person that you know you can be, you have to prioritize your health. It has to be more than, I'm going to eat a banana every so often. Oh, I'm going to get me a juice or a smoothie. You have to prioritize your nutrition and your fitness and figure out what needs to be done on a daily basis. The same way you prioritize those work goals. If you work in sales and you're like, this is my quota, right? You don't wake up 2 days before the quota and be like, oh my goodness, what can we do to make all this money and make it happen in 48 hours? Heck no. You did not get to this level in your career by jumping through the hoops last minute. And if you did, baby, it ain't gonna last, right? For some of us that have been on the hustle and the grind for a good minute, we know that we have to start today when it comes to our career, our finances, and things like that, specifically for my go-getters. So why are we not, I repeat, why are we not prioritizing that same level of commitment when it comes to our health? You know that you're falling asleep during the board meeting. Some of y'all are happy you can turn the camera off on Zoom because you're like, baby, I'm tired. I don't even want to know what's going on. And heaven forbid they call on you because you're like, I'm half sleep. I'm exhausted. It's 8:30 in the morning. I've had breakfast and I'm ready to go back to bed. So this is what I want to really embark on this journey together. Yes, I am here to help you, but today I want you to take some action tips away from this actual podcast and start applying them. You're going to have to start prioritizing your health to move to the next level in all areas of your life. That's going to include exercise, possibly taking some supplements, possibly changing up your circle, removing toxins, not just from your environment, but toxic work environments, toxic relationships. I'm going to go ahead and say it. Some of that toxic D, baby, it's not serving you. And you know exactly what I mean. We have to prioritize ourselves. Now, I know the analogy of taking care of your fur baby may have been a little sharp, but I want to empower you because some of you really, really are struggling and you can't figure out why. You have all the tools, all the tips, all the tricks, but you're not applying them. I know that we don't like to hear the whole thing of you have to slow down to speed up, but here's the thing, it's true. If you're not prioritizing your sleep, if you're not prioritizing rest, if you're not prioritizing quiet time, meditation, and the things that fill your cup, you're essentially pouring from an empty cup. Your cup is not going to be refilled if you don't take care of yourself, if you don't have self-care, if you don't eat the right foods. Real talk, how do you expect your brain to work if you've been at the office for 6 hours with no fuel and only caffeine? And some of y'all drinking caffeine that's moldy. So you up in a moldy building, right? You're going to work, you're getting sick in the building. That's a whole nother episode. I will have to try to mention which one we talk about mold and sick building, but go back about 6 or 7 episodes. I'll do my best to remember and put it in the show notes. So then you're taking in the moldy coffee and then halfway through the morning, you're done. You're shot. You have nothing else to give, absolutely nothing else to give because you're not taking the time to refill your cup. Now, when it comes to chronic fatigue, I know that a lot of us have made a lot of nutrition changes, right? We're doing the anti-inflammatory this. We brought in a couple of supplements. We're soaking our feet. We're doing all this stuff. But here's what we're overlooking. If you want to manage and take it to the next level in your personal and professional life, sleep has to be prioritized. When you're sleeping, that is when your body is recharging. I love to do the analogy of the battery. If you have a phone, right, and you go to bed tonight and you don't charge it, it may or may not be at 100% in the morning. I can pretty much say if you don't charge your phone overnight, it's not going to be at 100%. And then let's say you're not able to access a charger for the next day or two. Where will the battery get any juice? I repeat, if you do not charge the battery, where will the juice come from? If you're not recharging your body with sleep, where will the energy come from? Where will the brain fog, come in? It will come in because you're tired. It will come in because you're not digesting your food properly. It will come in and show up in different ways. We have to start prioritizing sleep. Now, that's easier said than done, but simple things that you can do to help prioritize your sleep is cutting back on the electronics. Now, if you are listening to this podcast right before you go to bed, I'm gonna maybe give you a little bit of a pass, but you need to start winding down at night. Simple things that you can do if you want to improve your health and improve your productivity, especially for my entrepreneurs, my businesswomen, and my type A personality people. You know who you are because you are feeling my energy right now. You have to prioritize your sleep. When you get up in the morning, take that first hour to not respond to emails and text messages and start giving, 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 pouring, pouring, pouring from your cup. Take that first hour to do your affirmations, your meditation, read your Bible, whatever it is that you do to fill your cup. Then give to your family, give to your community. Maybe if you're running a small business and I'm just going to say you have a marketing firm, right? And you got to go in and serve all your clients. You need to fill your cup before you start working with your clients, before you go into the firm. You can't go in there with an empty cup and then wonder why you're burnt out. So that's what you need to do. Some suggestions: first hour of the day, use it for you. Last hour to 2 hours, use it for you as well. Refill your cup. If your body is always running, 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 going, 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 cortisol is always going up, 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 especially if you're managing endometriosis or any type of chronic illness, you're screwed, period, point blank. Your body is going to be so busy chasing that bear, pumping out the cortisol, that go-go juice, it is not going to have time, energy, or effort to show up and give you any progesterone to help you get that restful sleep, that progesterone that you need to manage those hot flashes that are kicking your butt at the office, that estrogen that's going to give you that real energy, right? All of those things that you need are no longer able to show up because your body is working overtime. You're not sleeping properly. Another little tidbit I'm going to add in is if you're always going, going, going and not properly sleeping, the brain fog is real for you. Real AF, honey. I'm just going to bring it to you straight. There is no way you can run on 4 to 6 hours of sleep, decrease your inflammation, increase your energy, and keep your brain powers on point. You have to sleep so that your brain can literally drain all that glymphatic, I said it right, glymphatic fluid, which is up around the brain, the cerebral fluid, all of that. There's no way you can drain all those toxins, get it all the way through your body to pass through your drainage pathways if you're not properly sleeping. So even if you're like, LJ, I don't need sleep, I just want you to take a little bit of extra rest to at least help your body detox, slow down the inflammation, and support your healing journey. Now, what you also have to do is make some long-term commitments. Long-term commitments. Like I said, I'm going to go back to what we were talking about with the career. You know what you need to do to hit those goals. You know what you need to have in place. You have those standard operating procedures. You're hiring, you're firing, you're doing all the things, you're giving the feedback, you're supporting your team at every single level, but that's the same thing you have to do with your health. You have to support your health at every single level and be consistent. You have to be consistent. Consistency is important. You need a long-term plan, not a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. If you're successful and listening to this podcast, it did not happen overnight. And even if you felt like it happened overnight, to maintain it, you have to put in the work. And this is when you have to start looking for people like myself, finding another practitioner that can really help you troubleshoot. Because what happens is when we're high functioning and go-getters, honey, we gonna hop on that Instagram, Pinterest, YouTube University, Dr. Google, we're gonna do all the research. But what happens is then we start really just kind of doing a little of that DIY, right? We're doing the best we can, we're doing it ourselves. Some of you are burnt out and you don't have the time, effort, and energy. And that's when you need to outsource. Same thing you would do in your career. Maybe you're over the marketing department and someone's talking about maintenance and you're like, whoa, that is not my wheelhouse. Let's hire a handyman. Let's hire someone else. Do the same thing in your personal life, especially if you're managing a chronic illness. There's no shame in using Instacart to bring your groceries so that you have extra time to work out, spend with your family, do self-care. There's no shame in maybe commuting through Uber, taking a Lyft, riding with a friend so that you can multitask, relax, serve your nervous system, just really relax for a minute and maybe get some work done or do other things as you multitask on the way to and from work. There's no shame in hopping on the shuttle or the train or the bus or whatever so you don't have to drive. So maybe that's your time that you can prioritize yourself, but you've got to be creative. And this is what happens when your health starts falling through the cracks, the creativity juices and all the things that used to be easy for you. You're like, oh my gosh, LJ, I never thought about these things. That's because you're running around busy, busy, busy. Your body is in fight or flight. You're not able to heal. And some of the most obvious things that could turn your health around are standing there right in front of you, but you're always so busy. And let's talk about this busy bee nature. I love to stay busy. I don't know if anybody I know loves a more color coordinated Google Calendar. Like, baby, I got all the colors. I love all the things. But what I have realized is some of us have attached our worth. I repeat, some of us have attached our worth to our busy calendars, our busy agendas. We're running around and serving everyone else. And it's not that we're trying to ignore our own problems. It's just that we only feel fulfilled when we're doing too much for others. But the problem is we're saying yes to others, saying no to ourselves. And that is where we are going to burn on both ends, and eventually we're going to be done. Now, what does that look like? Being done for some may be a pelvic pain flare for a couple weeks. Being out of the game for some is I had my period and I bled for 3 weeks. Others, you may have endo belly that comes out of nowhere and you're going to be rocking that endo belly through the entire holiday season, and maybe it'll calm down in February. Maybe for you, it's like, I can't think straight. I'm having hot flashes. I can't sleep. I'm tossing and turning. I'm waking up in puddles of sweat. Everyone's situation is different, but you really need to stop and assess. Is that busy bee lifestyle that has gotten you to where you at, is it sustainable? Are there changes you need to make within your life so that you can have long-term healing and success? I repeat, are there changes you need to make in your life so that you can have long-term healing and success? Yes, healing is possible, but I need for some of you to grab some of that dedication that you bring to your career, that you bring to your mama and them, family, friends, coworkers, and everything. I need you to love yourself just as much as you love everyone around you. I repeat, I need you to prioritize and love yourself just as much, if not more, than those who you serve around you. Now, let's talk about some of the things that we begin to overlook when we're in the go, 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 running a million miles an hour. I'm a boss baby, just getting it all done. Let's talk about some of the things that start to fall through the cracks. Number one, your hormones. We touched on it just a tiny bit. Cortisol's up, estrogen and progesterone are nowhere to be found, DHEA, testosterone, all the little sex hormones are struggling on the struggle bus because you're ripping and running. Cortisol, DHEA, everything is out of balance. That means weight gain, painful sex, bloating, irritability, mood swings, breakthrough bleeding, exasperation in any type of symptoms, may it be endometriosis, PCOS, fibroids, any type of chronic inflammation, you essentially just turn that fire all the way up. Your immune system, no matter what you do, and let me just talk about the immune system. You're the person that's right now, oh, we're going into cold and flu season. No. There is no cold and flu season. Now, what season it is, it's a little bit cooler outside. It's a season where we're eating a little more comfort food, the season where we're not as active, the season where we're not getting enough sunshine and fresh air. That's the season that our immune system needs more support. So I repeat, you can come for me if you want, but I'm going to say it again. There is no cold and flu season. It is lifestyle changes that happen around certain times of the year that compromises your immune system. And if you have that busy calendar where you're going from appointment to appointment, you're traveling, you're speaking at conferences, you're doing all the things, right, in your career, this is some of the things that are falling through the cracks. Your digestion, chronic constipation, bloating. Now, some of you are good, right? You're not having the bloating and all of those things, but you have a motility issue. You don't really feel like your body's breaking all the food down, right? It comes in whole, it goes out whole, and you're just like, oh yeah, it's just how it is. No, you shouldn't have a salad come in all the way whole, chomp it up, do all the things, stomach acid, digestive enzymes, and it still be coming out as whole salad at the end. That is a digestion issue, but you gotta slow down, chew your food, and you may need to bring in some digestive enzymes. Now, if that doesn't work, we're going to have to dig a little bit deeper. Detoxification. Huge. We always talk about pooping. I know it's unsexy, but if those bowels are not moving with good banana form stools 2 to 3 times a day, bare minimum one. And if it's one, you need to be having a whole lot come out of that body. That's one of the things that starts lacking when you're ripping and running and not taking care of your body. Energy production. Now, this is a tricky one because people are like, well, hold it. I am ripping and running. My coffee, I'm doing all the things I need to do. I'm being a boss. I'm handling, you know, life. I'm doing great. I just got promoted. Is it sustainable energy, or are you the person that goes really, really well and then every 9 months, every 10 months, you conveniently, get sick? Every, you know, once a year, all your PTO is sucked up by one type of medical emergency. Once a year, you have to take time away from the office, or you have to work remote so that you essentially can hide in plain sight because you're like, my body is about to break down. Or are you the person that always has an emergency procedure coming up? Yes, you may have the energy today between a couple of vitamins and a juice shot and some coffee. I'll give you that, right? Maybe you're getting your IV vitamins, but you're really not having sustainable energy. And that's when you start having issues, you know, breaking down carbs. You're more sensitive. You look at bread and you gain weight. It doesn't even have to touch your lips. You're just like, I walked into the kitchen and the weight just jumped on my body. Or all of a sudden, the weight and the fat begins to be distributed a little bit different. Energy production also weighs in on your libido. Nobody really wants to talk about that. I'm just not in the mood. Well, yeah, you know, maybe you're not in the mood because you're tired and this, that, and the other, but you start having those intimacy issues when those hormones are out of balance. You're not able to connect with your partner. You're not slowing down and not able to connect with yourself. Your nervous system. You have insomnia. You're laying in the bed every night thinking of what you didn't do for your business, how you need to hire someone, how you need to write someone up, what's the next move, how do we move to the next level, how do we go from 6 figures to 7 figures to 8 figures to this, that, and the other. And I think all those goals are amazing, but it is not serving your nervous system. If you're easily startled, if you're always, you know, jumpy, that's a sign that your nervous system needs help. If you lay in the bed every night and you're running through all of these different things in your head, your nervous system needs support. If you feel like your finger is literally plugged into a socket and you just can't power down, that's your nervous system. Yes, you may be doing fine now, but you need to pay attention to that. Teeth grinding and all these little things that we just kind of like, oh, that's just how it goes. That's not how it goes. So those are just the iceberg, like the tip of the iceberg of things that you can be overlooking when you're doing too much. Like I said, this episode really is to bring to your attention that there's more going on and that you have the power, the strength, the everything you need to be successful in your career. And if you can take just some of that, just a pinch of that, and partner with the right person and get the right tools, you can get your health in line. Now, let's talk about the person where they're like, no, my career is not on point. I am not where I need to be. I'm doing the best I can, but every time I push a little harder, I get sick. Anytime I work a little overtime, my body crashes. Anytime I try to move up or start my own thing, I have to put it on the back burner. I'm telling you right now, your cup is empty. You have to refill it. And this is where I can come in. Some of you have done all you can on your own, and it's time to get some help. You've done the research. You've done your very best. I'm not knocking it, but you and I both know for you to go to the next level, you need to bring in a fresh set of eyes on the situation. It is time out for supplements for every symptom because you're taking all the supplements and you're still not getting anywhere. And half of y'all so busy, you're not even taking the supplements. So you're buying the stuff and not even using it. Or you have the most expensive urine ever, I hate to say it, because your body is not able to metabolize it. So this is where I want you to kind of slow down and think about this. Is my health holding me back from going to the next level? Is my health holding me back from even starting? Where are you at on this spectrum? Is your health just kicking you to the curb every year and a half, every 2 years, and you go into a bad flare? Or is your health kicking you to the curb every 3 to 4 weeks, and you're like, this has got to stop? Are you having to drop out of school because your health is holding you back? Are you having to not show up in your career, not show up with your family? I get it. When you're type A, you're driven. You want to make a difference. You're very goal-oriented, but we have to understand that that same energy has to be put into our health, especially when managing endometriosis, because that chronic systemic inflammation is a small fire burning every day. Genetics aside, all of that aside, small fire burning every day. Every decision that you make today will either damper that fire down or turn that baby into a huge bonfire. What are you doing to decrease your bonfire? What are you doing to decrease that inflammation? Remember, inflammation shows up differently in everyone. Not everyone's inflammation looks the same. I also want to encourage you to prioritize your values. What is important to you? Is it important for you to be able to go have girls' night out every Thursday because that fills your cup? Or is it important for you to know that you need to be in bed by 9:30 or 10? And let's just circle back to the sleep. If you want to be asleep by 10 o'clock, you probably need to start the wind down around 9. If you want to get 8 hours of sleep and you know you have to be up at 6, do the math. What time do you need to start winding down, putting on the blue blocking glasses, bringing in your chamomile tea, bringing in your essential oils, all these things that you can do to calm your nervous system, to calm your body? Plan it out. Some of you are so drained by your day-to-day activities when you're in your career, you have nothing left when it comes to prioritizing your personal life. I repeat, you have to prioritize yourself and love yourself just as much as everyone else that you're supporting around you. I give you this episode before the holidays because I get it. The hustle and bustle is coming. You're going to be supporting your family. You're hosting the parties. You're doing all the things. You're either doing too much or you're on Mattress Island and you're in pain. And I want to bring us all into balance. Applying these tips, looking at your values, deciding what you need to do to balance your work and your personal life is essential for you to have a kick butt 2024. Yes, I said it. 2024, baby, it's around the corner. It's coming up on us. But if you don't decide now, your 2024 is going to be just as painful as your 2023. Next year will be just as detrimental. If you do not prioritize everything now, your next year will be just as, if not more depressing, full of more anxiety, full of all of the things that you don't want, because you have to make the decision now. We have to leave the mindset of, oh, I'll make all the changes in January. Some of you are barely hanging on right now. You're thinking of walking away from your job, walking away from a relationship, walking away from an amazing opportunity, because you're like, LJ, my body, Dr. LJ, I can't show up. If that is you, you need to sit down, write down your goals, write down your values, and figure out where you need to be. You need to make practical tips to improve your health, your nutrition, what supplements you're taking, your environment, who you're spending time with. All of those things matter. We need to stop chasing the money. It's just more like chasing everything around us. I want to invite you to start making small steps and goals and changes to lead you in to that bigger goal. If your goal is to have more energy, what can you start today to increase your energy? Is it looking at your trigger foods? Is it doing some hormone testing because you're like, I'm at my wit's end. I don't know what's going on with that, right? Is it spending more time with your family? Is it actually learning to recover, you know, and relax? And let's talk about recovering and relaxing. I was going to do this on another episode, but I want to touch on this today. When you are this person that's going 25 miles an hour, then 100 miles an hour, and then 1,000 miles an hour all the time, yes, I'm being dramatic, but you get my point. If you're ripping and running 24/7, you're probably honestly spending your weekends recovering. Yes, there is a difference between recovering and relaxing. Recovering is, I was in a flare all week. I'm exhausted. I have no energy to spend with my family. I don't have a family, but I can't hang out with my friends. I had a date scheduled for Saturday. There's no way in heck I'm getting off the couch. I am in pain. I'm in a flare. I feel horrible. That's recovering. Relaxing is, I have plenty of energy, but I choose to sit down and read a book. I have tons of energy, but I choose to postpone my chores and sit down and enjoy time with my loved ones. I want to go for a walk. What happens is you go all week. By the time you get to the weekend, you have no energy to enjoy it. And I used to be that person. I'd run a million miles an hour, get to Saturday, and I'm like, oh my God, I can't do anything. I made all these amazing plans and yeah, I'm done. And I had to realize that the weekends are for relaxing. Now, there are times when I want to recover, but here's the thing. If you only sit down and give yourself the love and the care it needs when you're in pain, you're recovering. I don't know about you, but I'd like to watch television sometimes or go for a walk or spend time with family and friends when I'm not exhausted, when I can actually remember the conversation, when I can actually enjoy it versus sitting on the couch in a flare with the heating pad and the blanket. Yeah, I'm having a good time. I'm grateful that they're chatting with me, but I'm kind of like, I don't know if I'm going to remember this tomorrow, and I'm in so much pain sometimes I don't even want it to be bothered. That was me. So I need you to also, I'm giving you a lot on this one, honey, but we just going to have to step it on up. I want you to really look at your weekends. Are you recovering or relaxing? And if you realize that you're recovering every weekend, what are you willing to do to make a change? What are you willing to change Monday through Friday so your Saturday and Sunday is not super overwhelmed with recovery, where you're stuck on the couch, you can't leave the house, you can't do your errands, you can't do your chores, you're just beat down and praying to God that it's another three-day weekend so maybe you can recover over those 72 hours. That is not quality of life. We have got to make changes throughout our week so that we can relax and enjoy our lives. I'm not saying to stop being driven and all those amazing characteristics that you have, but you have to prioritize, look at your goals and your values. If you are listening to this right now and you're like, yep, Dr. LJ, you came for me, but it's me. This is the time. We are running an amazing Black Friday promotion right now. We're probably going to run it a few days later because I literally, in all honesty, I sent an email, I told my Instagram family, and I forgot to tell my podcast family. So now we're going to have to run that special a little bit longer so that you guys can take advantage of it. But we are doing 20% off. But here's the thing. I'm not just taking any and everybody. I want people who are dedicated, who are successful, and need that extra push to level up their health, or they know that their health has got to be taken to the next level so that they can take their personal life to the next level. Now, I'm not saying I'm not here to help everyone, but this 20% promotion is going to be on the 1 hour coaching sessions, the small package, and the 6 month. And I am personally handpicking those people who I feel that are serious and that are willing to do the work because we are going to be successful, period, point blank. We are going to put in the work. We are going to team up. More information about the packages are going to be linked in the website. The 1 hour coaching session, just like it said, it's a 1 hour power hour. You get to pick my brain and we get to work that magic, honey. Just that simple. Small package. We're going to do a full intake. You have some coaching with me. You're going to do one functional test. We're going to build the plan, and then I'm going to hand the plan and the recommendations to you. Now, 6 month coaching, same thing that you've heard, but definitely a little more intense. You're going to be kind of tied to the hip with me for about 6 months. We meet biweekly. You have access to me in between the appointments. We're going to do a lot more functional testing, and we're really going to correlate everything together because the head is connected to the body. So we're not just going to hyper focus on one thing. We're going to test rather than guess and give you the plan that you need to make the changes. So that is why I'm handpicking. That's why we don't have a coupon code. So feel free to email me about it. We can chit chat, but that's how we gonna roll for this promotion. Choosing to work with me means you no longer have those late night research sessions on Dr. Google and YouTube University. You're no longer buying random supplements, not necessarily knowing what's gonna work, if it's going to help, or even if it's worth the time, energy, and investment. No more laying in the bed, blaming your body, blaming your doctors, blaming everyone around you just because you're really frustrated. We're not going to be waking up feeling discouraged any longer. Yes, the diagnosis may still be there, but you're moving from endo warrior to endo conqueror. So you're going to have the tools needed to excel, the tools needed to push forward despite your diagnosis. No more going to the doctor feeling ill-equipped, not necessarily knowing what to ask for, missing out on your social life. And let's be honest, the constant brain fog, that is no longer going to be something that you're dealing with because we are going to get to the bottom of that so that you're able to step out in confidence. You're able to show up and be your best self. You're able to really and truly stop hiding in plain sight. So if that is you, you need to book that complimentary discovery call. Let's get on the call. Let's talk about what you need. Let me know that you'd like to take advantage of that 20% off, and then we can get everything situated and get you taking one of those spots. We only have about 8 spots left. So if you're looking to move forward, you want to act pretty quickly. I know we're about to go into Thanksgiving next week. I wanted to give this to you once again before the holidays so that you can start really making those conscious efforts, having those conscious conversations with yourself about your values and your goals and where you want to be. And I want to throw this in. I know we're talking about 2024, but this year is not over. Do not give up on yourself. Do not give up on your health just because we're coming into the holiday season. If anything, you need to prioritize everything a little bit more. Give a little bit more. Give a little more energy. Be a little more present in what you're doing so that you can end this year amazing. So I'm going to still be dropping some episodes throughout the holiday season. I'll be back next week. Hopefully you guys are having an amazing week, and I will see you on those discovery calls. Bye.